This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Alex Degman, in for Adora Namigade, and this is The Rundown. Officials with the Democratic National Convention are waving off calls for President Joe Biden to leave the race. The convention will meet next month at Chicago's United Center. At an event yesterday, DNC Executive Director Alex Hornbrook was adamant that Biden and Kamala Harris will be the Democratic Party's nominees. But Hornbrook had few details when pressed about the convention's backup plans if there's a change in the presidential pick. Here's City Club CEO Dan Gibbons questioning Hornbrook.
Let's take the names out of it. Let's take the candidates out of it. Let's take even this year out of it. What would happen if there was a last-minute change?
Well, that's not something that we're planning on.
Hornbrook's comments come as calls grow for Biden to step aside. Three Democratic U.S. representatives from Illinois now want a new name at the top of the November ballot. Mike Quigley last week called for Biden to end his reelection campaign, and just yesterday, two more representatives from Illinois joined Quigley, Brad Schneider and Eric Sorensen. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson pledged his support to Chicago police officers at an event yesterday. The city honored fallen officer Andres Vasquez Lasso, who was shot and killed in March of 2023. In a speech, Johnson gave his condolences to the family of Officer Lasso.
I also want to take a moment to express my true gratitude and appreciation for all the men and women of the Chicago Police Department who continue to grieve this loss while continuing to put their lives on the line every single day. That's strength. That's commitment. That's bravery. That's Chicago.
The department honored fallen officer Ariana Preston in a separate ceremony on Thursday. Illinois Republicans are on the verge of choosing a new chairperson just days before their party's national convention. Don Tracy, citing party infighting, told the state GOP in a letter last month that he's stepping down when the RNC ends next week. The state central committee meets with the finalists looking to replace him this afternoon. They are State Representative John Cabello, State Central Committeeman Aaron Delmar, and Attorney Kathy Salvi. Cabello has been a state rep for a little more than a decade, and Delmar ran for governor in 2022 in a primary ultimately won by Darren Bailey. Salvi ran for U.S. Senate 2 years ago. Don Tracy said he wanted someone new ready to go when the RNC is over, but State Representative Dan Calkins of the Conservative Freedom Caucus said in a statement that the process is moving too quickly and they're setting the new person up for failure. An iconic Chicago-based grocery store is celebrating its 50th anniversary. Patel Brothers started as a one-aisle international grocery store on Devon Avenue in the city's West Ridge neighborhood. Since, it's opened 52 locations across the country. Swetal Patel is the son of one of the store's founders and serves as the chain's vice president of purchasing. He tells WBEZ's Reset he's proud the store has maintained its familial feel.
Well, for us, it's more of a passion play, right? We all come to work eager to come to work because we all love our job. You know, it's again, Patel Brothers is all about celebrating our food, our culture.
Patel Brothers can still be found on Devon Avenue, but in a different space from the original shop. The family opened a new 7,000-square-foot store in 2021 just down the street. Here are some other quick things to know about today. Mayor Brandon Johnson, in a surprise move, says he will not accept cuts to the Chicago public school budget. The school district this week released a proposed budget that it said close to $500 million deficit by cutting in a number of areas. Johnson did not say how he was going to close that gap, but he was emphatic that the state needs to provide more money for education. CPS board members are slated to vote on the budget in 2 weeks. Hospitals near the United Center want to make sure that they are accessible for patients during the Democratic National Convention next month. Traffic will likely be a mess, so patients are being asked if they can shift to virtual doctor visits or see their providers in other clinics further away from downtown. There will be few appointments available after 3 p.m. when more motorcades might be heading down to the UC. Sunny in Chicago today with a high in the mid to upper 70s, clear tonight with a low around 70. That's it for now. Coming up later today, Jeremiah Paprocki is the voice of Wrigley Field, and he got the gig when he was just 21. Now he's 24, and he just started his own late night show. We'll hear from Jeremiah about late nights in Chicago That's today at 1 p.m. I'm Alex Dagman. Thanks for listening.